You're listening to Sound Escapes. I'm Gordon Hempton, the sound tracker. In this episode, you'll hear sounds I recorded at Voyager National Park in northern Minnesota as everything awakens at once after a long frozen winter. Lakes, and especially cold water lakes, are magic amphitheaters. Any sound that enters the perimeter of a lake easily travels across it. In Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes, it's just filled with incredible concert halls, and in particular, Voyager National Park. It's a place where it's easier to travel with a canoe than to walk by foot. And the canoe, and particularly the song of the paddle, is magic to listen to. Every soft, quiet stroke and the swirls of water that pass. The way you can see the bow of the canoe and the ripples that pass outward, providing these perfect models on what sound would look like if we could see it. Animals in early spring are just awakening, and they awaken so fast, too. It's amazing. The migratory birds, the emergence of the frogs and the toads, croaking and trilling, and the American bittern. But my favorite sound, and I only knew this after I heard it, was the arrival of loons. I happened to be told before I arrived the story of how they mate for life, and then the two of them duet together. Not an entirely true story, but still, I wanted to hear what they have to tell each other. It was full of commitment, full of inspiration, full of optimism. It was so convincing to me that if that is what marriage is about, I want a marriage like that. Let's listen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the sounds of Voyager National Park in northern Minnesota. Sound Escapes is produced by Mark Bramhill and John Kessler. Ashley Ahern is our editor. Be sure to check out our website, birdnote.org, to see photos. This podcast is made possible by Jim and Berta Falconer of Seattle. In our next episode, we'll stay in the Midwest and visit the childhood haunts of Mark Twain. I'm Gordon Hempton. I hope you'll join me.